God's Word. And as we continue in our service today, if you're a visitor, we'd like for you to fill out the registration card. It's attached to your church bulletin, and drop it in the offering plate, and Pastor Thomason would like to thank you for coming and worshiping with us today. And you can also find an outline in your bulletin today if you'd like to follow along with Pastor. And our scripture of the month is found in Acts chapter 2, verse 42. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread, and in prayers. And now, let us continue praising and worshiping the Lord with Tae Young at the piano and Victor Lohr leading our songs.
Thank you, Wayne. Good morning again, and thank you for coming and worshiping our Lord with us. Why don't we open to our first hymn, number 463, All That Thrills My Soul. Number 463, and we'll sing the first and the fifth stanzas.
All that thrills my soul is Jesus.
for our second hymn, number 389, I Am Resolved, number 389.
Remain standing for prayer. Father, we enter into your presence knowing that it is you who search the hearts and knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we come unto you, Lord, seeking for the intercession of the Spirit to intercede on our behalf, to guide us into the wisdom and the understanding of the Lord, and to bless us abundantly with your provision and for your presence. And Lord, we do pray for your Spirit to strengthen us and empower us and lift us up to be faithful unto you, to have a deepening hunger and thirsting for your word and for your presence, to fellowship one with another, that we may encourage one another in you, that we would be used of you to grow and expand your kingdom, to share your love with those that are in our neighborhoods, those that we work with, that they may see the power of the gospel of Christ at work in their own lives as well as in ours. And I pray, Lord, for you to do a mighty work upon this nation who has wandered far from you and needs to return to their first love, to return to the Lord Jesus Christ, who is our hope, our strength, who is our every purpose, our very purpose of life. Father, we pray that for your healing power, for you to intercede in those that are afflicted with the infirmities of this world, to encourage their hearts to look up to you and to rejoice even in infirmities, knowing that you are ever present with them. We pray for Christine Batune and Bill Franger and Jim Floyd and Jamie Sunega, that you, Lord, would comfort them as they deal with cancer and the effects of it and all of those issues associated with it. Bless them, Lord, with your healing power and your strengthening spirit. Pray for Bob Jones as he's looking forward to having his knee replaced, and that you would open up the opportunity for that. We pray for Joshua and Jordan Yalde, for you to give them strength in their legs and strengthen them and enable them to walk. We continue to pray for Philomena Laurel. She's back at home now, and we thank you for that. And pray for your healing power. Pray for your strengthening on her body, and to help her, Lord, to draw closer to you. We pray for those young ladies who are expecting a baby, for Melissa Alviso, Trish Concha, Amanda Daly, and Jocelyn Hunter, and help them, Lord, with these children to raise them up in the love, the nurture, and the admonition of the Lord. We pray for Thelma McDowell's recovering from a scratched eye, and that you would bless her, Lord, with strength. For Christina Aida, for the colitis and the heart troubles that she's had, we pray for your comforting spirit and your healing power. And Father, we pray for the fires that are in Clear Lake and Redding and many other areas in California. There's so many fires, and new ones seem to be starting up as well. Lord, be with the firemen, be with those, the other first responders. Comfort them and encourage them with your presence and with your cooling hands upon those fires, that they would be under control. And Father, we pray for your wisdom and your guidance for the Praters as they are trying to figure out where you will have them live, Lord, as they look to in October, where they will be having a new place. And we pray that, Lord, that it would be near to us, that we could continue to fellowship with them. And we pray for Bethel as we look at our future facilities. And we look forward to having the sale of the vineyard property that we can build up here, and that you would bless us and prosper us in that building and in that effort to be used of you to grow and expand your kingdom. Lord, we pray for your missionaries that are throughout this world, and we pray for those that have been sent through us, for Carl and Ruth Knott in Spain, Eusebio Marixa Perez also in Spain, Giovanni and Barbara Avendano in Guatemala, Marta Peretti in Buenos Aires, Argentina, Jose and Diane Avila in Latin America, Informed Choices, dealing with the pregnant women in San Martin, Morgan Hill, and Gilroy. Daniel and Miriam Lacey of Bob's Auto Cafe, and Fred and Carol Lewis of the Worldview Center in Portland. Bless them with the power and the strength and the might and the wisdom to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to those that you have been called to reach, that you would transform lives and give hope. Lord, we pray for this offering, that it be used for your honor and your glory, for the furtherance of the gospel, as a testimony of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you.
Thank you very much, choir, for that wonderful song and music. It inspires us, and we know that we're to lean on His everlasting arms always, no matter what's going on in our life. We had a wonderful Bible study this morning, and Paul was teaching us how to live in every circumstances for the Lord, and He will watch over us and protect us. Now we're going to be turning in God's Word. In 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17, if we'll all turn in our Bibles now to 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17. And would everyone like to stand for the reading of God's Word, please? Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever. Amen. Let us now bow with a word of prayer, please. Our Father, who art in heaven, again we enter into your holy of holies by the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, your word in Jeremiah 33:3 says, call to me, and I will answer you, and I will tell you great and hidden things that you have not known. Father, now we are all calling upon you so that you will tell us great and hidden things that we have not known. And Father, speak to us now, for we will all be listening. Father, let us hang on every word you say. Father, comfort us and meet us in our every need. Father, we who are in the sanctuary, on the radio, and the internet, have come this day to worship you only. Let the truth of your kingdom reign in us. Show us your face, Lord, your power and your grace. Bless our pastor now with your wisdom and make your word plain to all of us who listen. In Jesus' name, amen.